Hey guys, welcome back to episode 1 of KB and the Boys season 6. Just here with Colby.
This season it's more like KB and the Boy.
Yeah, not the greatest way to start off the season. Nick and Zach forgot. Carter did tell me yesterday that he would possibly be late or not make it, depending on his dinner that he had. So, final standings from last season. Colby, congrats to you. Won by a landslide, plus 31.44 units.
Thank you.
Me and Zach, I finished at plus 5.26. Zach went plus 0.83. Nick minus 11.9. And Carter minus 25.1. Carter was 3 minutes away from miraculously winning the whole season, which would have kind of been gross.
That would have been disgusting.
I feel like justice was served with that draw.
I agree.
I mean, I told Carter, I was like, you know, it would feel gross that if you won it on that. Because I think, you know, Colby had definitely been the best and most consistent better of season 5, 100%. Dominated the NFL playoffs, dominated in college basketball. So the new format, the way we're going, it's going to be teams. It's supposed to be teams. At least me and Colby aren't on the same team, or that'd be a little awkward. It's going to be Colby, Nick, and Zach versus Carter and myself. Each team's going to get 9 units. Split the units up as you like. Teams will rotate the parlay each week. You can bet up to 1 unit on your parlay if you would like. We will close with a Masters draft, which will end up being short. Carter at least had the wits about him to send me a list of guys he would want, so I'll throw in guys for him. But me and Colby are going to be picking basically back-to-back almost every time here. Nick and Zach get... Unless you want to pick for Nick and Zach.
I mean, I'll pick for Nick and Zach, and I'll pick him terrible players.
That's fine. You pick them who you want. You're teammates. So we'll put that down. Colby can pick for them. Don't go too awful on them, though.
I won't, but I got to pull up who all's playing.
That's fine. We're going to do that at the end, so let me just get the order back down.
Ooh. Yankees trying to come back.
So, okay, Zach has a pick at the turn. Nick picks here. Okay. We'll start out with locks, and then we'll do the draft last. Always have to do a draft, Masters weekend. Okay, so Nick goes there. So I guess me and Colby are basically just picking for our teammates in this draft.
Yep.
Even though it's not supposed to be a team-oriented draft. Hey, but you know, if you like a guy, Holmberg, that you don't want them to have, there you go. It's their fault for not showing up.
All right. I'm going to get all my guys. Maybe.
I have Carter's list in order, so I'm going to take off what his list says in order. I'm not going to make any adjustments to his list. Gotcha. All right, with locks, we'll start off. We'll let Colby go last since he was the winner of season 5. So me and Carter, our locks are, I got a half unit on Will Zalatoris to finish top 10 at plus 350. A half to win 1.75. We got a 1 unit on Tony Finau, top 20 finish at plus 135. A 1U on Liverpool over 2.5 team goals versus Crystal Palace at minus 105. Jalen Turner and Diego Lopez both to win this weekend at UFC 300 at plus 141. 1.5 unit on what was the guy's name? My goodness, I completely forgot. Siwoo Kim, sorry. Siwoo Kim is the name. Siwoo Kim, round 1 3 ball versus Grillo and Singh at minus 130. A 2 unit on Tony Finau, round 1 3 ball versus Phil and Straka. I'm guessing Phil Mickelson. I don't have the odds on that one. I'll have to ask Carter. And then a 2U, a Newcastle and Tottenham, both teams to score. And back to Chelsea, moneyline versus Everton at plus 128. Hopefully Chelsea does not burn me again. And Colby, I'll let you read out your full 9-unit list here.
Mine? Alrighty. Get it pulled up here. Alright. So I'll start off with a half unit. We're going to go winner without Scottie Scheffler.
Okay.
To beat Brooks Koepka at plus 1,600.
Koepka, winner, minus Scottie, plus 1,600?
Yeah. That's half a unit to win eight units.
Okay, that's a big one.
That is a big one. Then we're going to go to 3 1 unit bets.
Okay.
Starting off with Scotty to win at plus 400.
Scotty to win plus 400. Okay.
Next one unit. I just realized that all of these are plus money, so. Hopefully a couple of them hit. We've got one unit on Morikawa to miss the cut at plus 240.
To miss.
We're not really sure why the odds are so high there. He has not been playing good. Then we have my third one unit is Liv to win.
Liv to win. And that was at plus what?
That's at plus 225.
Yeah, I saw that on ESPN. Plus 225. I mean, Liv's got a bunch of great golfers.
Rahm and BK. Those are two of the top five guys. I mean,
they got a chance, that's for sure, with those two in play.
Definitely have a chance. All right, so then we'll move to a 1.5 unit.
1.5 unit, okay.
It is Matthew Pavon and Ben on top 40. At plus 206.
Both top 40?
Both top 40.
Top 40 plus what?
206.
206. Okay.
Then moving to our last two bets are both two unit bets.
Okay.
The one that I like the best is Wyndham, Will Zalatoris, and Cam Smith, all top 40, at plus 148.
I like that.
Will Zalatoris and Cam Smith have both had success at Augusta, and then Wyndham, obviously, he's been playing really well.
Zalatoris seems to show up in majors quite a bit.
Yeah. His putter somehow is rolling good at the majors.
Shaking it into the hole. Shaking it in.
And then my last bet, two unit bet, Keegan Bradley, top 30 at plus 180.
Juicy winners this week if you can hit three or four.
Yep.
Especially if you nail, if you can nail, especially your one unit plays, because those are big ones. I mean, if Koepka wins, good lord, it's a day.
Koepka half unit, half to win.
You double up if Koepka wins, because you also get the Liv to win.
That's true.
If Koepka wins, that is massive. Yeah. Massive winnings this week, for sure.
It'd be nice if Scotty won and then BK came in second. That'd be also a double winner.
Oh, yeah, minus Scotty. Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah, Scotty wins, but Koepka's in second. That would be the biggest. Yeah, that would be huge.
Should be a fun Masters.
Oh yeah, I can't wait to watch.
It's not as much BS going on this year. Not worrying about Liv and PGA Tour as much.
Yeah, I definitely hope we just get some good golf.
Yep.
Yeah, I expect Scotty to win it, but you never know in the big tournaments. Tough tournament.
Yep.
All right, well, four rounds of the Masters draft. Order is as the we let Colby pick his spot first, and then whoever, how the standings finished last season. So, Colby, your first pick. I'm guessing I know who it is, but I'll let you say
it. I'm going to go with Scotty.
Scotty, yeah.
We'll pick there.
I'm going to go with John Rahm, number two. I thought about Koepka, but I'm going to go John Rahm, and Carter wants Rory McIlroy as his first round selection. So Colby, You gotta pick here.
Rory?
He chose, yeah, Rory was number one on his list.
Oh my God.
He sent me a list of 10 guys and he had them listed 1 through 10 and Rory was number one. I don't know, maybe he just has a feeling that Rory finally gets over the hump. But
Rory's never gonna win it.
Rory was not under, he was not considered by me in the first, definitely in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
But you get four picks in a row here picking for your teammates. So Nick is up here first.
Nick, he's going to get Patrick Cantlay.
Patrick Cantlay, okay. And Schmidt?
Man, he just loves JT, so he's going to get JT.
Schmidt gets JT, and then Schmidt has back-to-back here.
Schmidt has back-to-back?
Yeah, snake draft.
Schmidt's going to get Cameron Smith.
Cameron Smith. Nick? With Patrick Cantlay?
He's going to get Victor Hovland.
That hurts.
You don't want Vic. You don't want Vic.
You don't want Victor? No. Well, Carter is taking, what's his name? The Ogberg?
Big Aubert.
Yeah, that's who Carter is taking. With his round two pick. Okay, well, two guys I'm looking at, and I'm just going to go. I used to not like him, but I've gotten on the train. I'm taking Brooksy.
You're on Brooksy.
I'm going Brooksy. I don't know. He lives for the big moments, and, you know, there's nothing bigger than the Masters, and he's got a set of nuts on him. So I'm going to take Brooksy here in this round.
I am... My pick, right?
Yeah, you got back-to-back here.
I'm taking Xander.
Xander?
Yeah, I mean, Xander can't win either. I mean, my goodness. And then, screw it, I'm taking Hideki.
Damn it! Damn it! That's what I was wanting here. I was going to take Hideki. All right, so left, I like... got Dustin Johnson, Keegan Bradley... Fuck. Yeah, fuck. Just give me my guy. I'll take Will Zalatoris.
Yeah.
I like Will, so I'll take Will Zalatoris here in round three. For Carter, he wants Tony Finau.
Finau. He's had some success at
That was Carter's third option. He's got all the guys he wanted, so he gets Finau. And all right, you're picking here again for Nick, Zach Nick.
Zach.
Nick first. Nick has, so far, has Nick. Cantlay and Hovland.
Nick is going with Spieth. Nick Jordan. Wants Spieth.
All right, Nick gets Jordan Spieth.
And Zach likes Sam Burns.
All right, and Zach goes back-to-back here.
He's following it up. He's going with, he likes Shane Lowry.
Shane, Big Shane, Lowry. All right.
And Nick, he's going to take... Who are you thinking about taking?
The three that I'm looking at, if I don't take Tiger, is DJ, Keegan Bradley, and DeChambeau.
Okay. Nick's going to take Homa.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't have Homa on my... Big board. How did I forget about Homa?
Homa has been terrible in majors.
God, I completely forgot about him, though. Holy shit. And Carter, next on his list, after Finau, he would have taken Hovland. He's gone. Carter's taking Wyndham Clark with his round four selection. Okay, fuck. Do I want to go with one of these live guys? I shouldn't pick Tiger. It's just a waste of a pick. I basically have three guys going. I basically have three guys going into the tournament instead of four. Give me, you know, I like him. Watch Mom Bob Does Sports. Give me Keegan Bradley. I just like Keegan Bradley, so I'm gonna take him.
There you go. All right, I'm gonna round it out with Jason Day.
Jason Day. Was he the winner? Did he win this last year?
Mm-hmm. Rom won it last year.
Rom did win it last year. Jason Day. All right, so Holmberg's going to end with Scotty, Xander, Hideki, and Jason Day. That's a pretty good team. robbed Hideki from me.
I did.
I got Rom, Koepka, Zalatoris, and Keegan Bradley. I'm not mind my team either.
Yeah.
Nick's going to have Cantlay, Hovland, Jordan Spieth, and Homa. Actually, I think you drafted, you drafted all right for him.
Those are good players, but they ain't winning.
Holmberg drafted the guys that he knows are not winning at Augusta. Schmidt got JT, Cameron Smith, Sam Burns, and Shane Lowry.
Now, he has guys I think maybe have a chance.
Yeah. Carter took Rory in round one.
That's a bold move.
That was a bold move. When he sent me his top 10, I was a little surprised that Rory was at one. I mean, obviously, I think he knew that Scheffler and Rahm would be off the board, but...
Yeah.
And then he's got Ludwig, Finau, and Wyndham. I do like his round 3 and 4 picks with Wyndham and Finau.
Yeah.
I mean, Holmberg's definitely got the advantage, though. He's got the guy that's playing the best by far right now. Scotty. Tiger was not selected, so I'll be selecting Tiger Woods as our honorary captain of our Masters team. I wasn't going to leave him off. So, Tiger, sorry I could not pick you this year. Please make the cut, though.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Come on, Omer. He's making the cut.
I don't know.
He's shooting it. He's gonna come out and shoot a 68 tomorrow.
Yeah, I doubt that.
68. I bet he's 4 under.
Better if you think that's going to happen.
4 under tomorrow. If he shoots 4 under,
he plays bad and then blames it on his leg, like always.
Jesus. Did not need to hear that. So next week we'll do the, hopefully next week we'll have, I'll have Carter here, and Holmberg will have one of his partners here, and we'll start the team parlays next week. But yeah, I think that's about it. It's not, no more college basketball, no more football to talk about.
Nope.
Good thing. Masters weekend did come around at a perfect time, though.
Masters always comes at the perfect time. Everything winds down.
At least you get the Masters to bet on that first week.
Yep.
Then
March Madness is just right after the Super Bowl.
Yep.
The conference tournaments, and then once that's over, it's kind of a real bummer.
We get into the dog days.
Yeah.
With some, you know, find some weird betting going on. You got baseball, got soccer for a little bit, always UFC, but, you know, it's definitely a downtime with no NFL, no college football, no college basketball.
You know, my strategy was tie up a lot of my money in season-long futures bets for the MLB.
Yeah.
So then that ends. It'll be around football time. I'll hopefully make some money from that.
Yeah.
Have that to bet on.
Yeah. And then get you more interested in continuing to follow and watch baseball exactly. As well. Tough for me to follow baseball all the way through. So tough.
We did start a fantasy baseball league with the boys.
We did. I think I'm 1-1. I know I beat Carter's ass.
Yeah, I'm 1-1-2. Freaking Nick's team is really good.
Yeah, I'm playing Craig this week. Day one going against Craig, I think his team scored like 67. And I was like, what the fuck's going on here?
Yeah, Craig's team's good.
Yeah, Craig's got a good team. So, yeah, fantasy baseball definitely helped me stay followed. And, yeah, I got a few futures as well. So, hopefully the Royals keep it going. It's always more exciting too, and team that you live close to is doing better as well and not completely shit. But yeah, so guess we'll be back next week. Hopefully, like I said, hopefully more people here and see who wins the Masters. Good luck to Schmidt and Nick with their teams. Colby drafted them outstanding teams. They have a chance.
I could have done a lot worse. I hope
you could have. You could have done a lot worse. I mean,
yeah, you could have Nicholson.
You could have drafted Phil and Tiger in round one.
I could have drafted the amateur players too.
Yeah, I mean, he gave him a chance. He definitely gave him a chance. But yeah, so are we good there?
I'm good.
All right. Well, we'll be back next Wednesday or Thursday with episode 2. Thank you guys for listening. Peace.